It's pumpkin spice season, and there's too many things that are pumpkin spiced, and the season starts too early, and do we even need a pumpkin spice season anyway? But we want you to email us something that's pumpkin spiced that should not be pumpkin spiced. Something, it could be a legitimate thing or just something that you hope never gets pumpkin spiced. Brad and John at KISM.com.
Take me out of Pumpkin Spice City. It's in everything and it all tastes shitty. Oh, won't you just leave it all alone?
Several emails, Brad and John at KISM.com.
They do make the pumpkin spice Pringles, unfortunately. It's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. So David emails us, Brad and John at KISM.com. Pumpkin spice tacos would be a no. Absolutely, that would
absolutely
be a no. Jerry.
Now, peanut butter does go with some Mexican food, okay, but not pumpkin.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
Like what?
They use it in certain sauces and things like that, and certain Mexican foods. Peanut butter is involved in there. I can't think of the exact dish, but yeah, it's used.
Wow, man, I'm trying to wrap my taste buds around that, and I'm having a very hard time.
Peanut butter transfers into some other foods that you wouldn't really even think of.
I can't. I'm just thinking tacos and taco meat, and I'm not getting that. Ugh. How about this one, Brad? Hey, Brad and John, last fall we were in Appleton, Wisconsin, and they had a pumpkin spice rabbi. It must be rabbit. Would not recommend it, but it wasn't the worst thing I ever had. I don't think that's a pumpkin spice rabbi. That must be rabbit. Man, we had some good rabbit last year, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
A few times out there on Orcas Island.
Something had some rabbit at my house here in the last week or so.
Rabbit heads?
Left that rabbit without a head.
All right, and Caitlin emails us. Okay, Brad and John, there are a couple of idiots on YouTube who put pumpkin spice on a number of different random edible items. And then they answered the question, will it taste good or won't it? Okay, and they yes or no'd these after they ate them. They put pumpkin spice toppings, pumpkin spice seasoning on the following, and then they gave their verdict. Pizza.
Nope.
They said yes. Yeah, I would nope that. Mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise to begin with.
Yeah, you hate mayo. One of them made a dung beetle. By the way, they said yes.
That would probably help a dung beetle.
They said yes on the mayonnaise. On a dung beetle, they said no, it didn't.
If you're going to eat a dung beetle, you might as well put some pumpkin spice on it.
They had pumpkin spice Mountain Dew, and they said that was good. Sriracha, they said no.
No.
The pumpkin spice deodorant, which actually exists, they said yes, that's good. And pickled pig's feet, they said that's pretty good.
Shane sent in a picture of the American Sunset RV and Tent Resort, and underneath it on the marquee, it says Westport's only source for pumpkin spice propane.
Sent your propane?
Scented propane. I mean, you know, like, you know, if you get that rotten egg smell, maybe you got some natural gas or something leaking or whatever it is. Why not just
pumpkin spice that stuff up?
Wow, are we breaking cookies or are we about to pass out? What's going on in here?
Bertha says, I hope they never make pumpkin spice potato chips. Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah. We found those. That exists. And Desiree, pumpkin spice hummus.
Okay.
That might not be that bad. I mean,
Desiree sent a couple.
I'm not a big hummus fan, but that might not be that
bad.
Did
you see the other one Desiree sent?
No, what else?
Pumpkin spice Tampax?
No, yeah. We don't need that. Brad and John at KISM.com.
Say, here's another one for pumpkin spice flavored lube.
But Brad and John at KISM.com, something they should never pumpkin spice, or something that's pumpkin spice that just shouldn't be happening.
Take me out of Pumpkin Spice City. It's in everything and it all tastes shitty. Won't you just leave it all alone?
Get the Brad and John Show on your phone.
Get off my phone!
Go to the App Store and download the TuneIn Radio app.
Put the Brad and John Show in your pants.
Try to keep it in your pants.
KISM.